views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region number six, and today's date is Wednesday, June the 14th, 2017. And I just want to sincerely thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, making this a part of your everyday life, you being a part of the sponsors and the family of this network. Very, very important. And we truly, truly do appreciate you. And one of the things that we should be doing to, in order for this to continue to grow, is that we need to be giving some of our support to this network. You are the only sponsors that this network has. So if you would like to give some of your financial energy, you can easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And then on the far right-hand margin, you'll see the icon for donations that you can give some of your financial energy to make sure that this network stays on air and bringing you information that you have deemed as being relevant and important. So let's do all our part in ensuring that this will go forward to be here as we will need it in the moments of eternity that are before us. So go to Black Talk Radio Network and give whatever it is that you can give. All donations are greatly, greatly appreciated. Also, if you would like to support Black, there's another way that you can support Black Talk Radio Network, and that's by becoming a part of BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media outlet that this network has put together for your social media engagement so that you can engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected, such as the mainstream ones, such as Facebook and everything else, where your information is sold to bidders, and it is also your information is being data mined and is not for your protection, is not for your benefit. So nothing is free. So come on over to BTR Community. You can promote yourself, promote your business, promote your ideas, promote whatever it is that you want to promote within good reason, as long as it's reasonable. And for $24 a year, that's all, $24 a year. That is the overall membership for BTR Community. Great, great place to be. It's the only place that I post information. So that's just, you know, what it's been for me and what it could be for you as well. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could go to Prosperity Mint. That's P-R-O-S-P-E-R. I-T-Y-M-I-N-T. ProsperityMint.com. Check out what we have there in inventory for the precious metals. And then make sure you email info@prosperitymint if you have never infoed Prosperity Mint, so someone can talk to you and just make sure that you know the overall buying process and what it is. Very, very important, so it will help you. Believe me, it's for your benefit. So definitely, Check out that. Also, in July the 1st, 2017 is coming up right around the corner. Be a part of Controlling Your Wealth seminar that's going to be actually put on by Prosperity Mint. Excuse me. And it's going to be July the 1st, 2017 here in Dallas, Texas at the Central Library at 1515 Young Street in Dallas. And this is going to be a four-hour event from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time in Dallas. Come on down to Dallas. Tickets are $300. And what we're going to be talking about there, Prosperity Mint is going to be sponsoring this. And they will have Prosperity Mint will do a one-hour introduction. Very, very important. Some of the things that you need to know that aren't being told and exposed to, and why it's so important that you know these things. The things that can't be said on air, we will definitely express that to you all. Also, Trust and Foundations will be for 1 hour by Legacy Wealth Management. We'll introduce the importance of Trust and Foundations, why you need to be involved in that. And then is how to obtain. Next one is going to be 1 hour of the precious metals class. And then there's going to be a one-hour debriefing on opportunities that we all should be engaging in collectively together with collective prudence to move forward that will be beneficial to you, your family, and the overall community, because you will be benefit from that. So that is Control Your Wealth Seminar in Dallas, $300 for individual tickets, $550 for couples. And also, if you're not able to make it to Dallas, there will be you will be able to engage in it online for $300 as well. So very, very important. Make sure you get your tickets. If you're a vendor, you would like to engage in that, definitely go to the Eventbrite website and just put Control Your Wealth Seminar, and there in the listing will be for vendors as well. So definitely come on down to Dallas. Definitely looking forward to seeing you all and engaging in you, and this is going to be very, very, very important for you all. So check that out. And that is July the 1st of 2017, just a couple of, less than a week away, 2 weeks away. So come on down to Dallas. Also, if you would like to engage in the cryptocurrencies, the trading with the cryptocurrencies, you could join us by going to www.rcryptocurrency.com. rcryptocurrency.com is what you can go to, and definitely. And that is going to be, that's spelled www.ourcrypto.com. rcryptocurrency.com. And that way you could be part of the Trade Coin Club cryptocurrency trading with us. With me and with the others that are there, people are getting signed up and people are getting verified and everything else. And we're going to be starting our trading of the cryptocurrencies. It's been doing very, very well. It's doing very, very well for me. I'm extremely pleased at the overall earnings that I've gotten from it and what the potential for it as it continues to move. And I do think that the cryptocurrencies right now, it's a good time to get in. They're going to hover right around where they are. And I didn't check today because I had a bunch of I was busy today, and I didn't get a chance. I had to go to traffic court. To check on them just to see what they were doing today. So let me just check really quickly. And there's a lot of different information and some things that we'll be able to share once you join that. Join us. Very, very important. Whoa, I love this. Whoa, Bitcoin dropped a whole lot today. That was, oh, man. So definitely that is a good, good thing. And, man.
Dave.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Scotty.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just want to.
No, you're good.
I wanted to announce before you got into your show on What's in the News, and then with Brother Davis with Wise Wednesday, we just announced that tonight we're having a 5-year anniversary show. It was actually the anniversary was a couple of days ago, but we're having an anniversary show on our regular Wednesday night show tonight for New Abolitionist Radio. And as Max said, we making Freedom Great Again. And I know a lot of people use the words slavery and prisons and different contexts and as metaphors, but we're talking about hundreds of thousands at different times, over a million, 2.5 million people who are being their bodies are being profited off of by the law enforcement and whatnot. But slavery's been legalized, as we've been promoting for 5 years, that the 13th Amendment, the U.S. Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, because we can declare the law of nature or law of human rights or anything. Is can you enforce it? And they enforce that with guns and armies. All right, there's 300,000, I think. No, it's about a million police officers or a form of what we'll call a modern day slave catcher in this country. And so that, what are they enforcing? They enforcing 13th Amendment, that we can put you into slavery, right, and in involuntary servitude if we convict you of a crime. And they've been doing it for hundreds of years, but it really didn't ramp up until, you know, the late 20th century with Nixon. And it has just increased and increased, and it's all legal. It's all legal. So definitely, if people have time, join us tonight. And if you have been a listener of the show, because it is a popular show globally, and if you're a listener of the show and you would like to share some of your memories over the past 5 years, hopefully we'll have some past guests. But one of our hosts, she died a long time ago, Legacy Leonard. She was also a poet like Max, but she passed away a couple of years ago. So she, of course, will be with us in spirit, I'm sure. But, yeah, that's what we're doing tonight later on Black Talk Radio Network. That's our, again, fifth anniversary show of New Abolitionist Radio.
Man, that's definitely something that everyone should be engaging in. New Abolitionist Radio Show, it has its fifth year anniversary, a great, great big, in my estimation, that's a huge milestone. And I know that that's been something that's been so beneficial in creating the necessary will and the next necessary disciplines and determination for us to remain sovereign and independent. And because, you know, as you said, Scotty, yes, they do forcibly do this, and that is so true. So New Abolition Radio, fifth year anniversary, right after Tando Radio Show with Max, and Scotty will be involved, and all of you that been listening to that, definitely be involved in that. That is something that is worthwhile, and this is part of the great programming of Black Talk Radio Network, and these brothers give a whole lot into that show and what the overall direction of that is and what the objective is for our people to realize who they truly, truly are and what they truly, truly can be if they decide to do that. Man, it's so important. Fifth year anniversary. Congratulations to you and Max. Scotty, congratulations to all of you that participate in New Abolitionist Radio that comes on right after Tando Radio Show. So right after Tando Radio Show, don't miss it. So we'll definitely, and I know Brother Davis will keep that in mind, so we make sure that we finish on time for that. At any time today, give Brother Davis a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And in the interest of that, I want Brother Davis to have, get his show, because I know it's going to be a very, very important show. So I'm only going to go over a couple of things of what's in the news so we could get to that, so that we will definitely finish on time for the fifth year anniversary of New Abolition Radio, which is so, so important. So we're going to jump into what's in the news real quickly, a couple of stories. And I'm going to pick number one, the first story that I posted today. This one came from Newsweek. Old book excerpts by Hillary Clinton reveal she used black prison labor. Sorry about that. It moved on me and I couldn't see it. Hillary Clinton reveals that she used black prison labor. Check out that. And so my man Ramon had posted a couple of things. I want to say a couple of things that Ramon posted, a couple of things that I posted, a couple of things Roz posted. Ramon also posted something, a couple of articles. L.A. Ramon posted U.S. Senate advances sortie guided munitions sales. And this came from Apple.com. Good article, very, very important. Next article I posted from the Honolulu Star Advertiser. USS Carl Vinson scheduled a pull in the Pearl Harbor. Turned away from North Korea for a little bit, huh? Next one comes from, could be for a lot of reasons. Next one I posted from Strategic Cultural. Gallup poll finds stunning decline in Americans' respect for the U.S. government. Posted this a couple of hours before, maybe an hour or two before what happened in Washington, D.C. today, whatever it, you know, however it is, and we'll maybe talk about that a little bit later from, you know, what's going on in mainstream media. So check out that article. And then next one I posted, well, I want to go to a couple more of that L.A. Ramon, then I want to get to some of Rise posted because just in the interest of time. Next one, it says, my man L.A. Ramon posted this one from Apple. Suspected North Korean drone photographed U.S. missile defense sites. Check out that article. And then, let's do a couple of ones that Rise did. Rise posted this one from the Times. Kim Jong-un effectively made Dennis Rodman a U.S. ambassador. And my sister, Strategic Melanin, I see the picture that Rise has here. And then this is the Strategic Melanin told me about this last night. And if you notice the shirt that Rodman has, he has potcoin.com. So that's going to be probably a new cryptocurrency that's going to be coming out. Oh, that's what this whole article is about. Okay, got it. Made a mistake on that one. So I'm going to definitely check that out. Next one, next one, I posted this one from Press TV. Rand Paul in Senate, Saudi killing with your weapons. Basically, Rand Paul is saying that Saudi Arabia is using the weapons that the U.S. is selling them for their killing. So check out that. Next one, I thought this was a really good one, Sputnik News. Not one more step. Putin outlines red line which U.S. and NATO shouldn't cross. Check out that one. Then let's go to one that my man L.A. Ramon had posted. It was a YouTube video, U.S. Coalition Engagement. Check out that one, too. And I posted one from Paul Craig Roberts. Without Glass-Steagall, America will fail. We'll definitely talk about that. And then another one posted this one. This one came from Hard Assets Alliances. The disturbing trend that will end in a full-fledged pension crisis. Check out that one. And then let's jump to some of the ones that Roz has posted. And, of course, if you've been watching anything on mainstream media, they've just been bombarding the incident that happened in Washington today. So check out that. I'm pretty sure that you've been made aware about that one. Another one, I thought this was a really, really good one. I can't wait to read this one. Rise posted this one, and this one came from Mother Nature Network. Why we should plant food forests instead of gardens. That is so, so true. We should be putting food throughout, and that's something that that I engage in myself. You should be actually putting seeds everywhere and growing food. Very, very important. So check out that article. Then another good one, this will be the last one that we do. This one, Rise posted this one from the New York Times. Michigan official is charged with involuntary manslaughter in Flint water crisis. Check out that article. So those are some of the articles that are what's in the news. There's a whole lot more, but it's Wise Wednesday. I want Brother Davis to be able to have ample time for his show, and so that we can end today's show in time on schedule, so that we will not interrupt the 5-year anniversary of New Abolitionist Radio that will be coming on right after Pando Radio Show. Don't want to miss that. If you are a part of the preparedness, Wednesday preparedness classes, we will have that exactly 30 minutes after Tando Radio Show goes off. So just so you know, okay, and you already know where to meet up, and we will see you there. So without further ado, we would like to bring in Brother Davis. Brother Davis, the floor is all yours.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and I'm glad to be here this evening, as well as some of you a part of the listening audience tonight for the 5th anniversary show. That's something that we should highlight, because really, it's a dynamic change forward for black people to have a media service that has serviced our community 4 or 5 years. It may not appear to be long, but I tell you, it's been a long, arduous journey for those people that have been involved in. My hat's off to you, and in order to show my respect, I will be listening. And if possible, I'll call in. But I wanted to get to my show tonight because in reality, I'm trying to bring forth some deceptions that literally we don't want to see because we know they're there. And that's like a truth. Okay, what is that deception? There's many of them. So let me start off with the one that slaps us in the face first. Laws are written in America for you. You understand how I said that? So if you did something literally that the law is not designed for, then we'll write a law so that you won't do that again. Now, I know some of you are probably saying, yeah, well, I guess you could say anything. But no, I'm going to prove it to you, because remember MSU, the football team, who went on strike behind the president of the school? Yeah. They said that, look, if he's going to remain the president, we ain't playing. When they realized that they was going to lose $8 to $12 million a weekend, guess who was gone? You got to wake up to the reality that we are not beyond any aspect in control. We must take control. And in doing that, that means we're going to have to do some basic things. And the first thing we want to do is start communicating. In order to communicate, we got to move closer to our virtue and get away from our ego. Let me repeat that. We got to move closer to our virtue and get away from our ego. And the reason why is because the ego is what stops us. And the reason why it stops us is because it's perpetuated with programs 24/7. Even when you don't think you're running one, you're on a program. And the sad part about it is that time when you need to say yes and you said no, you don't realize the ripple effect it had down the line. The ego is one of the most dangerous characters, traits that we have. And the reason why it's a dangerous character trait, because we have a right to design our ego according to our emotional fancy. Sometimes we do things without thought. Why? Because of our emotional fancy. And we don't know how to separate emotion from decision. Why? Because you're not taught that. Oh, you can, but you're not taught that. And the reason why you're not taught that is because, as I said before, they want us emotional. Because when we're emotional, they can interpret however they want to interpret the circumstance. And there has been some very naive circumstances that got out of control. I know you guys were on Facebook seeing a girl who policeman just broke her window. Why? Because she didn't put it down low enough. Are y'all getting the dynamic here? And the reason why I keep coming back to that is because what is ahead of us is going to demand more of us if we decide that we just want to survive. But if we are going to be productive, it's going to demand a great deal more of us. That means we got to return to a state of virtue in which everybody plays a meaningful role. Not just because one person says that is right. No. You got to play a meaningful role because of the contribution that meaningful role can make to the need. And for those of you who haven't realized it yet, we are in need. And we are not in need for leaders. You know why? Because we don't have none. Every time you have a leader, they're killing. They write a law. If it don't stop him, they kill him. But see, these are things that we don't want to talk about. And the reason why we don't want to talk about is because those people who are speaking out, at some point or another, when they're heard, people are interpreting what they say. And that can be destructive. Well, you know, there cannot be change without an action. And sometimes that action that is taken is the action is needed far beyond the person who does the action. And it's important that we understand whatever that action is. So, we know that the so-called New World Order is taking action. Because Sessions, who was the new Attorney General, decided, well, look, we need to protect our police officers out there. You know why? Because we're scaring the hell out of the white people, too. Now, in doing that, we got them carrying guns. We got the police officer carrying guns. So now we need to protect him. Here's what it is he's saying. He's saying that we got to give the police officer the right to kill indiscriminately without worrying about being persecuted. Now, if y'all didn't hear that clearly, let me raise my voice. They're passing a law right now that allows police officers to kill indiscriminately without accountability. And guess what? The states want the federal government to sanction this stuff because there's no voices speaking against it. Once again, we must return to our virtue. And the reason why is because it's a part of our birthright. And the reason why you haven't been in touch with your virtue is because you've been running the programs. It's always been there. And you know certain people who you've seen it in more so than others. You know why? Because they have decided a long time ago that that is a primary priority for them. They are not relinquishing their virtue. They're not relinquishing their ability to make decisions, regardless of the cost, because guess what? The cost is where they're trying to induce the fear. But do you want to pay that cost? Believe me, not everybody who did things that actually end up to be a sign of transformation realized the power of what they were doing. So for those of you who have been caught on to that, let me give you a name. Colin Kaepernick. Yeah, Brother Kaepernick, NFL superstar. Matter of fact, I believe he got a Super Bowl ring. Well, he says, you know what, I'm going down on one knee because I'm going to protest the way white officers are treating my people. You know what the white narrative on that was? Well, he's disrespecting the flag. Did you hear what he said he was doing it for? You see, they have taken the narrative and changed the narrative to appear the way they want it to appear in order to get all of their people to voice themselves in reference to the appearance of their narrative, not the truth. Because when it comes to the truth, he said what he was going on with knee for. Their narrative made him unpatriotic. Well, you know what? He's not unpatriotic. I'm going to tell you something. All you people who fell along with that narrative are crazy. You know why? Because he made it very clear why he was doing it. And if you don't think you're programmed, but yet you thought that he was unpatriotic, then literally you followed their narrative in spite of the truth. So what does that mean? That means that unless you get a truth of your own personal revelation, that the lie is acceptable. Wow, that's real deep. So let me repeat that again. Unless you get a truth that is a part of your own revelation, the lie is acceptable. Now, I know some of y'all probably thought, well, from the very beginning, well, why'd that brother do that? He's making money hand over foot. He don't need to do that. But you know why he did it? For us. You go down on one knee doing the national anthem anywhere, ain't nobody gonna pay no attention to you. And if they do, the most they're gonna say is get up. This brother goes down on one knee on a international forum. You do know football is watched all over the world. You see the dynamic of why it is so important for us to rescue our virtue. Because when you rescue your virtue, all of the attributes of that virtue will be intact. And see, when people sit back and accept the story, accept the company line, and they know it's a lie, they're doing it because they're weak. And the reason why they're weak is their own reason. Okay? And listen, I'm not being critical. Because weak people, in the face of their adverse circumstances, die. Yeah, you know why? Because you're called an easy kill. You have already surrendered. So it's easy for them to just take you out and keep on moving. you have to understand the cost that you are paying every day when you lack the ability to be able to openly converse about your points of view to anybody, whether they understand or not. A lot of people I talk to, when we get to talking, I always end with this, because I've heard it many times. We have a right to disagree. I don't disrespect you. You don't disrespect me. And let me repeat that so you can use it if you have to. We have a right to disagree. I don't disrespect you. You don't disrespect me. See, in doing so, our virtue is intact, and we control our ego. Because people will say things for you to flaunt your ego. As soon as you swell up and act different, oh, now my life feels threatened here. I think I'm just going to blow you away so I can remove the threat. And then when I go to court, I'm going to say, well, I felt threatened. And when I felt threatened, he just swelled all up and he turned around and looked at me. And at that point, I had to stand my ground. Are y'all seeing how those laws are designed to focus on how they can deal with us? Because I'm going to tell you something. I love you. I don't know if you understand the importance that your spirit plays in the role of life. But I understand that it's connected to a higher and a greater source than you can ever imagine if you haven't did the due diligence. So I'm giving you the necessary knowledge for you to be able to take control of not only your life, but the attributes that give you life. Your emotion, your behavior, your conversation, your body language, all of these things become interpretive according to these laws that they're writing today. And if we don't understand how we are going to work inside the circumstance, you heard Brother Scotty say many a day, behind enemy lines, that's exactly where we are. If you do not know how to operate behind enemy lines, the enemy will kill you. Now, for those of you who think, oh, not me, you know why they won't kill me? Because we worship the same God. Let me tell you something. That's a program. Don't take my word for it. I told you last night to do some research on C.C. Jones, Reverend C.C. Jones, who literally rewrote the Bible on how to make Negro slaves good Christians. You understand what I'm saying? So that meant that they were implementing everything that he was teaching about how to make Negro slaves a good Christian. Was all about getting them Negro slaves to obey their masters. Ain't that what the Bible says?
Brother Y'all have Davis, to wake can you up, hear me?
Because in reality, is there something? You got a comment, brother?
Yeah. C.C. Jones, are you speaking of the white, what do they call them, missionary who went into Africa?
No. I can't think of his name right offhand. But no, this guy was a white, I believe he was a Baptist minister in the South that wrote a book called How to Make Negroes Good Christians. And he put five principles, which I was going to cover a little later, that had to be taught to these Negroes in order for them to understand and respect the authority over them. And see, one of the unique things about this is the scriptures were already in the book. You see, a lot of us fail to realize that one of the reasons why our brothers and sisters were killed, understand how I said that, they were killed if they knew how to read, was because they also, once they learned how to read, were responsible for the knowledge that they got from it. And see, if you've seen the Nat Turner movie, that's what was projected. When Nat Turner began to realize that when he spoke the scriptures that they wanted them to speak, it wasn't a problem. But they didn't want him to read other scriptures because other scriptures are empowering scriptures. scriptures. They don't want to empower you. They don't want to empower us. You know why? Because they know what we are more so than we do. See, a lot of people don't want to accept the Christianity, Islam, and all of these other diverse religions around the world stem from African teachings. All of them. You see, when you're dealing with truth, you don't have to redesign it. And when they came across the truth in the pyramids and in the temples and in the tombs, they said, you know what? We got to do something about this. If these black people ever find out this information, we will never be able to control them. Because then they're going to be able to realize that they possess the ability to do things that we have no idea of their limitations. You understand how I said that? They have no idea of their limitations. You've always heard the gifts of the Spirit. Guess what? The pyramids was a gift of the Spirit. They still don't know how they were constructed. But they do know this. Black people constructed those pyramids. They'll never speak it out loud here like that. That's why they changed the name. For you who don't know, they changed the name of Kemet to Egypt. You know that? See, Egypt is a Greek term. And the reason why they did that is because they wanted to put a different face on Egypt. See, Kemet means land of the blacks. See, so they couldn't change that if they kept on calling it Kemet. But when they called it Egypt, now they can bring authorities in and call them Egyptologists. You already heard me speak about that. They don't have no South Americanologists. They don't have no Indonesianologists. They don't have no Chineseologists. They have Egyptianologists. You know why? Because they want to control the story. And if they control the story, you know it's not going to be the truth. See, all of these things that I'm pointing out to you that are about being true to yourself. Because, see, when you're true to yourself, all of these truths, you already know. I mean, you might not speak them on a regular basis. But if you don't know, you know a little due diligence. Not much, a little due diligence will open that door. If you need help, there's a book out called Stolen Legacy. Perfect book. If you want to go online, if you go into YouTube, go to anything that brother's face is right in my, I see his face, but I can't recall his name offhand. But that happens. Sometimes you get those areas of blockage. But you've heard several people speak about him on here, and I've watched a lot of his videos. And it'll come to me, I bring it up. But he's telling us all of these truths. But yet, you know why people don't want to go? Because they don't want to come face to face with their virtue. Remember, I said virtue has a lot of derivatives, meaning like it's like a pebble in the water. See, virtue is the water. It's the pebble striking the water. All those other attributes are wet waves that come off that virtue. See, honesty, respect, loyalty, love. All of these are part of the virtue. Why didn't I say ego? Because ego is not a part of the virtue. Ego always separates itself from virtue. See? The ego has to, because virtue tells him when he knows what no is and when he knows what yes is. And most egos don't want no boundaries unless they choose them. And see, that's why we as a people must understand there is nobody who's going to help us. Oh, George James is the writer of Stolen Legacy. And Dr. what's his name? I saw it on the tip of my tongue.
I found the guy you were speaking of. Me? His name is, and I posted the book that you were talking about in BTR community, and we'll post it to the other networks later. But Charles Colcock, let me find it again. It is Charles Colcock. Cole Cock Jones Jr. He was a Georgia politician, attorney, and author. He was the mayor of Savannah prior to Sherman's march to the sea. He was born in 1831, died in 1893. The name of the book, The Religious Instruction of the Negroes in the United States.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, yeah, that's the name of it.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Now you made me feel like I was a little arrested my preparation for the show, but there's so much I wanted to get. Thank you, Scotty. That's exactly the book that you need to open up for. And I'm telling this because I love my Christian brothers and sisters. I'm tired of Christians and spiritualists and Muslims clashing. You know why? Because that is the program. You see, as long as we operate within the program, we have to stay separated. But when we break the program and we return to our virtue, then we must honor and respect what each other says, whether it is a part of or going to be. You know, what does that mean? Whether it's a part of the conversation or it's going to be coming down the line. But in reality, we have to deal with it. And in doing so, you have to be forthright with your information and your point of view so that we can find like-minded people. When we find like-minded people, we find that now we have a group. And then some groups start small and they expand. But when they expand, is when the power really kicks in. So, in reality, what is important is that we face these truths. Okay? Why are our children uneducated? The truth is, we have a lot of well-educated people in the black community. But in order for them educated people to reach a point of which they can shine, they had to make commitment. Yes, sir, buddy. Now, some people are going to get offended by what I'm about to say. But don't close your mind. You see, when great people like W.D. Du Bois was able to move the black community to the degree that they would put money in, enough money, to build and start a ship line, that was a wake-up call to white America. And guess what? White America had, we can't let this happen. What are we going to do? So they had to put people in and around him to make sure that every decision he make, they get undermined. And so they tapped into other sources. Now, one of the sources that they tapped into was the Greek community. Why the Greek community? Because the Greek community was actually a part of a secret society for a while. And you see, one of the things that was so unique about it is they kept blacks out. They couldn't start a Greek organization for a long, long time. And when they did, it still wasn't respected for a number of years. But now, it was a time when they needed people of this kind of stature in the black community. And they said, okay, well, now what if? And they said, this is what we're willing to pay if what if. And that's alive and well today. Because if you notice, and I said this before on the radio, Hillary Clinton got more black votes in the South than any other area of the country. You know why? Because of the Greek organizations. You see, they are honoring their part of the bargain because a lot of them are very, very high up places. They make very good money. Now, I'm by no means saying that all Greeks are like this, because a lot of people, when they come to college and they're swept into these organizations, a lot of them don't know the totality of that so-called pledge that they make. So when they get out here in the world after they got their degree and they go put in for a job, you know what they ask them? Well, were you Greek? Were you part of the fraternity or sorority? You see, they want to see the level of their pledge. Because, see, now that tells them something about that person already. all of these truths have what's called back doors. Not all the black people that are involved in these honor those pledges 24/7. And some of them only honor them for the principle of appearance. But most do honor them. And that's why Hillary Clinton thought she didn't have to campaign in certain places, because she had the blacks under control. If this truth is hitting a little home, don't worry about it. Because, see, you have to understand, if you become offended, it is your choice, not mine. See, my choice is to come and give you the truth. How you accept it, it's on you. So, now we brought out the fact that we have a system that is designed to take everything. It doesn't give nothing. And if you don't think so, look at the last budget passed, or is trying to be passed by your new president. They're taking everything, and they're giving nothing. Oh, they're not, let me say this, they're not giving anything to you. They're taking care of each other. You know what corporations get? They get these things called corporate funding. All that is, and when you get funding like that, you know what they call it? Welfare. When they get it, it's corporate funding. But when, it's the same thing. They are getting free money. But when you get it, it's welfare. When they get it, it's corporate funding. Do y'all get this truth I'm giving you here? Because I'm going to tell you something. We're coming face to face with all these dynamics in these next 4 years. Because I'm going to tell you, the churches right now are telling the black people that are in the churches, now, you know, last year, there's about 25 or 30 people ain't here now, and they still living in the community, and you know they're in the community. But don't you associate with them, because when you associate with them, you are of the devil. That's right. And if you are of the devil, you ain't got no business being in here. Ain't that right? And they pull out a prominent black person. And that prominent black person in the back hollers, that's right. Or in the front hollers, that's right. And in most cases, most of the black people in that church agrees with them. Yeah, that's right. You know why? Because dumb people are starting to deal with the truth. And if you get around them and you get to hear the truth, then you're going to want to do some due diligence. But we don't want you going away from this Bible. The truth is in the Bible. Don't go out there and do some due diligence that's going to literally give you a revelation about the truth and find out that this is a great deception. Because if that's the case, you have broken the lines of control. And when you break the lines of control, you are no longer one of us. You are no longer a good Christian. You are no longer a good employee. You are no longer a good anything to us. You get this dynamic, my brothers and sisters. Now, I was speaking about the school systems. Let me get back on that, because, see, they'll tell you all the time, well, this school system is failing, but this other school system is not failing. But they're not telling you that the school system is failing. They're only giving you $1,700, $1,800 a student, where the other school system is getting $5,000, $10,000 a student. Look at the dynamic. Then they're telling you that this educational system is inoperative. But these people over here are excelling very well, and they're learning the same thing. No, they're not learning the same thing. Nor are they learning the same way, or are they using the same tools. You know why? Because when the table is balanced, we excel. And they know that. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday, y'all. I'm trying to get right to the truth, and I'm cutting the ice with a very hot knife. So y'all could see clearly, because guess what? For those of you who walk around with fog in your eyes, you are not going to see the change as it comes. And if you were at the wrong place in the wrong time, that very person that you may be working right beside on a daily basis would be the one who brings it to your attention. And that might be the last thing that you ever pay attention to. Because believe me, don't judge me, but believe me, if you judge them by their history, you already know everything I said is true. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday. We are coming up on a break. There's a celebration going on tonight. I don't want anybody to be late, and I want us to be on time, and I want to be on time. On the 5-year anniversary, please support Black Talk Radio, because Black Talk Radio is bringing us truth so that we can get from no other resource. And give a shout out to the crew at Black Talk Radio for accomplishing something that we have all benefited by another year. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wind.
Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform, Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Listen, y'all, we're going to set some ground rules. One of the ground rules we're going to set amongst us is that I don't care what religion you are or what principles you live by, we can openly discuss anything. And the reason why I say that is because when we shut ourselves down because of what a person may be religiously, socially, or anything else, we overlook the possibility of being able to attain pliable knowledge. And this scenario that we are in, and really, every civilization comes to a point where it must pass. And we've found replicas of civilizations all over. And one of the main things I want to point out with that is therein lies the truth of the past and what they find out of the replicas of civilization. Actually, that's how they found what was considered to be the carbon-dated oldest woman in the world, because she was represented as a replica of the past. And they're utilizing all these technologies, thinking, oh, we're moving. They're not moving anywhere that a civilization has not been before. We just haven't known how they achieved it or how they got there. But we do know that they fall. There's no question about that. So, we want to make sure that we can literally talk to each other. I'm not saying on a Sunday morning go into a church and disrupt it, no. But I'm saying if that church is having a barbecue and you ain't a member of that church and you say, you know what, I like this, come on by at the barbecue, let me bring a little something, we can sit down and talk. But they can look at you and tell you why they don't like you, and your virtue can stand its ground. And then after they tell you why they don't like you, ask them how they got their opinions of you. You see, the only way you could get them to see the truth is making them think in reverse. And a lot of times, you don't have to get angry about what you hear, but you have to openly discuss it. And the reason why you got to openly discuss it is so that they will know. And the sad part about it is that a lot of times, people just don't want to do that. Because truth and revelation comes through interaction and your action. So I'm encouraging you, take and stand your ground and apply the knowledge you have to get to those who are like-minded. Because a lot of them won't be like-minded in the beginning. Earlier, Dave talked about planting your food around you. Well, that's called permaculture. Permaculture is everything you plant around is edible or it's a medicine. and that it's utilized by the community with which they live, but it requires knowledge, a due diligence. That's a perfect way to open a door. Because when this healthcare system shuts down, these people are still going to be sick. And some of them are going to be calling on all of their various spiritual assets to save them. But you know what? You know, the person who's going to really make the big difference is the person that comes over and says, you know what, I was sitting on the porch the other night, I heard you doing some heavily coughing, so I thought I'd bring you over some of this tea. It's a spearmint tea, and this little bottle here, this is pineapple juice. If you sip this pineapple juice when you cough, and if it stops the cough, then we know that the pineapple juice is a necessity that you could use to combat the circumstance. And now with the tea, if you just boil the water and take the water off the fire, put the tea in the water and cover it and let it steep, add a little honey to it, strain it, and then sip on it, it's going to relax all of your bronchial tubes, and it's going to allow your lungs to be able to feel relieved instead of being so stressed and tense. And that's also going to help as a remedy to your problem. You see, then people begin to really focus on the fact that you had something to say. So the needs are going to get great. Believe me, as this dollar drops, there's going to be a whole lot of people. A whole lot of people. They're going to be going to their churches and their banks and their jobs, and they're going to be saying, well, look, I need. And a lot of them are going to look at it and say, you know, I can't help you. But listen, all the time I've been working here, all the tithes that I paid, all of the gatherings that I was at, and you were talking about working with each other and helping each other. Now I need help, and ain't nobody here. You don't hear a lot of that. So that they was talking about pharmaculture. Yeah, do this, and if you have land around your house, do plant those things that you can eat, or that may be a medicine to your body. Because now you have something that you are arming yourself in preparation for. And the reason why I say that is because, see, once again, you're not looking for someone to save you. You are taking the responsibility yourself, and you're doing the necessary work. We have to understand that if we love each other, I don't have to know you to love you. You hear me say that all the time. Because you know what? We have been taught love wrong. You see, love is actually a harmony between beings. And when that person's rhythm and your rhythm is in such well balanced that you perform a beautiful tune, then you know that is a love connection. And it can develop in a number of different areas and go a number of different places depending on the virtue of that individual. And the reason why I keep coming back to the virtue is because, like I said, that is the first impact to the pond. And when you begin to operate in that, you begin to realize there is so much that you can do. And you have to understand that when you operate from the point of good, only good comes to you. That's called karma. Getting back to the point of why we must identify what the deceptions are, is because we are being manipulated every day. Do you realize, now for those of you, some of you it might shock you, other ones it won't, if the police stop you when you have $1,500, $2,000 on you, and it's just a routine stop, they can confiscate that money. What? Oh, absolutely. Because they can interpret it the way they want to interpret it. And now, what does that mean? That means to say, now, you look like you upright citizen. Or they could say, you look like you might be up to some mischief. And you could say, well, I was going to pay my rent. And they said, well, it's a lot of money to be paying for rent. I think you're going to buy some drugs. So I'm going to take this money here, and you're going to have to prove that you're going to pay the rent. And how do I do that? Well, you're going to have to come down to the police station and sign some papers so that we can authorize. So once again, these laws are written against you. They're not written for you. And here's a real dynamic. They ain't got no business writing laws in this country. They came over here as immigrants, and they literally terrorized everything in sight and stole it. And those things that they couldn't steal, they killed. And now they're telling you, you got to follow their laws. They do this all over the world. Why? Because we have a system in which we believe that other humans will be human to us. And guess what? They're not. And you know that. And the sad part about it is that I'm not telling you to go out here and ridicule anybody. I'm saying identify who they are, what they are. How they treat you will determine how they need to be treated. I'm not telling you to go out and start yourself, I think it's a Stogie Carmichael Gun Club or something, or the Black Panther Gun Club. I don't want you to think for 1 minute that you are going to be able to defeat the circumstance in which we are under by turning into them. But, and make me make this very clear, I would encourage anybody and everybody to have some sort of protection. Everybody. I would encourage everybody to go out there and get yourself a, what they call a CFF. That's a concealed weapons permit. Or a CWP, a concealed weapons permit. Because you know what? They're all over. And in some places, they don't even have to have one. You go to Texas, Texas up for open carry state. That's right. But now, I'm going to tell you some things about open carry. Remember, I told you they wrote laws exclusively for us, okay? Some states that are open carry is okay for white people. When black people open carry, they want to stop you. They want you to prove yourself. And that's against the law in the open carry state. And they'll tell you that's the law. But yet, that's what they do. And believe me, in most states, if you're not affiliated with law enforcement, or you're a, should I say, an overseer at one of the local GEO facilities, they don't really want you to have a gun. They don't want you to have any kind of weapon, because that's a threat to them. So what do? They're passing. I got a bill right now. I got a information on the other day from Brother Braggs, who always found the information. He sent me on my email. And I'm going to tell you something. The more I read it, the more I was dumbfounded. Because literally, they are taking every bit of the power away from us as individuals. And they're focusing on reinforcing the slave traders. H.R. 2437, back the blue. That's crap. And what it amounts to is that there are penalties for you even talking back to a police officer, let alone killing, definitely a penalty for that. Resistance, definitely a penalty for that. Everything that you could do that would be offensive for yourself is a penalty for. So don't think for 1 minute that there is going to be someone who's looking for understanding. No, they're not. And don't take my word for it. The bill is H.R. 2437. It's called Back to Blue. And listen, you might still have a chance to stop this bill from passing. But let me tell you this. Your illustrious attorney general, who is a known racist, literally, before he got the job, literally, when he went into Congress, literally, it was a letter written to the Supreme Court against him being nominated for a seat on the Supreme Court by Coretta Scott King. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. About just how racist this person is. And now he holds the highest law position in the land, the Attorney General's office. Every attorney general in the United States, all 50 of them, and whatever 50 is below that 50, and the 50 that goes down to the local level, all of them are under one of the most magnanimous racists in the world, in America. And he is using that office as a bully pulpit. And any time you think that they're compassionate, you will get a rude awakening. So, listen, call. I meant to say call in. Do give us a call here at Black Talk Radio, because instead of a dialogue, we could have a monologue. And the reason why I say it like that is because I do want you to understand the importance of being able to not just converse your points of view, but to allow us all to be able to openly discuss these topics that have a direct effect on each and every one of our lives. The number is 866-510-9025. And when you dial that number, you'll be cued into the radio show, and you'll hear someone that says, if you would like to be a part of the show or like to speak, press **. Well, that's the appropriate way to go. And you can say, excuse me, or one of the brothers who are watching the board to see and say, Brother Davis, you got a call on the board. But do call in, because there is a lot of things that I'm prepared to discuss tonight in the information that I do have. But what gets me is when people call because other people begin to hear how someone maybe two states or the whole region away has the same problem they have. Because these police forces are not going to change. We have to be the change. But we can't be the change in a way that's going to be more destructive to the largest amount of us. Because ultimately, if that law passes that I just spoke to you about, our neighborhoods and our homes become killing fields. Let me repeat that. Our neighborhoods and our homes become killing fields. For those of you who don't know, there is a law that if there are more than three black people on the corner, that's considered a crowd. They can break that up. Now, with the new law, if they say get off the corner and you say anything back, you have broken the law. Do you hear what I said? If you even mumble under your breath, you have broken the law. Look, I'm so terrified with these young brothers today who want you to think they've got it going on, but they don't realize they've been brought up in a system that allows them to ask a question. You know why? Because most of them were brought up in areas in which women were the head of household. And this is not due to one specific aspect, because it's a multiplicity of aspects that brought this into being. But the sad part about that is that these children think that they have rights because they were told they have rights. But the truth is, they don't. If you don't believe it, look up the NADA, read it, and it will tell you that you have no rights. There's already a congressional Supreme Court statement in the, I think it's Percy versus, I can't even recall it, but it states that what the outcome was, no black man has any rights that a white man must honor. Are y'all getting this whole picture here? Because one thing about truth, it doesn't change. What changes is the people's view of truth. Because if they have no virtue, it could be anything they want it to be. You see, people lie to themselves every day. But if they have virtue, then they're going to be responsible for what they know. Entire different dynamic. I'm going to tell you something. And I'm only going to tell you this because I love you. Not all of us that are on this radio show tonight is going to be here in the next 3-5 years. Because this is a sweeping legislation. And if we don't start building alliances and building groups that are going to not only look like us, but also portray those people who may not look like us, then we are literally allowing ourselves to be victimized. America has a great voice, but it has so much deception going on that the people are scared to hear the truth. perfect example is, why don't you think white people ever talk about slavery? Because they come face to face with the atrocity of slavery. So you know what they do? Now, we know all about slavery, but when they get to that butt, that means they don't want to talk about it. They want to go somewhere else with it. And the reason why they want to go somewhere else with it is because, once again, those are their atrocities. We have to be able to stand virtuously on the truth and build with all of the attributes of being virtuous. Coming together, being honest with each other, being willing to sit and listen and converse, being understanding with these young people in the street and stop being fearful of them. Walk over to them groups and say, yo, man, how you doing? Hey, this is Brother Davis, man. And then you guys live around here. I'm not trying to be nosy. I'm just passing through. I see us young brothers on the corner. I see a lot of future here. I see a lot of dietitians and mechanics. I see doctors. I see lawyers. Who knows? Now we know the possibility of being a president. But we do know that we have to be able to communicate. You see, we don't want them to think that the understanding of growth stops when you're 20, between 17 and 25. We want them to understand that although you may not see eye to eye, there is a reason why there must be elders. And there is a reason why you must at least listen out of respect. And there is a reason why we must pull these young boys aside and say, yo, man, look, talk to me. I really want to help you. But giving you money is not going to help you. If I could be there as a part of what you're trying to do, maybe I can bring your idea to life. Because, see, a lot of them are already victimized by their early years. You know why? Because they're the children of young parents. And those young parents were not educated on parenting because they were having children because they were immature. The decisions they made. But we can't sit back and say, this is this because of that. No, what we need to do is pull them aside and say, yo, young sister, I know there's a PTA meeting tonight and your child goes to school down here. I got to take my grandson or my granddaughter over. Would you like a ride? Oh, no, I ain't going. Well, can I ask you this? Can I take your child? Oh, well, go ahead. Well, why would you allow me that you don't know to take your child? Well, you're going to the school, but that's your responsibility. Did you ever think that maybe some of his problem may stem from the fact that when he goes to these places or he goes to school, you never come here, you never know what he's learning, you never ask him, does he have homework? You see, we're not being critical. We are just pointing out the facts that will help them see with a little more clarity. Because, see, when them people get in the bind and they see you, they're going to ask you. Because you have projected wisdom to them that no one else has. We need all of us to get away from the negative connotation of we can. I hear so many young people say, oh, black people can't do this, black people can't do that. They won't until you stop saying they can. And then they will begin to, because now you're saying we can. You see, when you say black people can't, that you saying what you can't do. You're not saying what they can't do, because there are groups now all over that are reforming. They're building charter schools. They're rebuilding their communities. They're putting their resources together, and they're buying land. I'm a part of this. I know. There's nothing we can't do. So we need to really get away from all of this negative crap that deals with the program of what is happening in the past. Because all you do is prove everything they say to be right. Don't be offended. Ask yourself this. When's the last time you read a book? Because it's always long been written that white people say, if you don't want black people to know something, put it in a book. That's why I like to read. Because if you put it in there and I read it, then I get a revelation about it. That knowledge becomes my truth. And this is all we said. We want you to grasp the truth, so that you can openly discuss it. When a person says, oh, no, no, take my word for it, or read this one book, or believe for half pay. They're taking your energy. They're telling you, give me your energy. Don't you operate in it. Because if you operate in it, you don't know what I know. But that's why you need to operate in it. So you can find out what they know and decide if it's fitting for what your plan is. And if it's not, you can say, well, you know what? I checked that out myself, and it's not really what I'm into. But I understand it, so do what you got to do. But if you decide to change your mind, we got a group over here. What we're trying to do is we're trying to bring our resources together so that we can set up some after-school program for children. Oh, by the way, you got a 14 to 13-year-old, right? Yeah, well, they could fit right in this here program over here. Now, there is a few things you got to do in order for us to make this work. So sometimes you might have to be a monitor there, and there are other times you might even have to give a few dollars or some food so that we could constantly have monitors there. And that way, when you come the time to be your monitor, we can give you some resources for your time. And this is how we can get the whole community involved, and that way we begin to know each other. You see, with all of this technology out here now, as people are looking down at these little PDAs, they call them smartphones now, that becomes their threat. We need to get back to having human friends that we can sit down and converse with face-to-face, eye-to-eye. And even if we are in a conversation of arduousness, we can still respect each other at the end and agree to disagree. This is Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday, y'all. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not telling you to do something that I'm not doing. All right, and the reason why is because I would be the ultimate hypocrite to expect you to do something that I'm not doing. Oh, by the way, the very people who gave you that Bible, who tells you the Ten Commandments, are the most prolific killers in the world today. But yet, you must follow the Ten Commandments. They still kill and destroy in every continent on the earth. But you must follow the Ten Commandments. And they literally invade your privacy anytime they want to. But you must follow the Ten Commandments. Do you know there's times when I just shut my phone off because it's listening? That sounds strange to some, but others know. Yeah, they're listening to things that you're saying when you don't even think they're listening. You know why? Because they trust you. They trust you like they want you to trust religion, like they want you to trust family. I'm not telling you what to do. All I'm telling you is the truth. You have to open your eyes to whatever it is that you are trying to achieve. And I'm going to tell you, as this time continues to tick on and these countries continue to collate their resources and they begin to shut out the American dollar more and more, oh, that's what is happening. There are countries now that will not even accept American money. Oh, they won't tell you that. You know why? Because the corporate media literally don't want you to know the truth. You know what they want you to know? What interracial couple is getting a divorce? What's happening with the empire? But we have a greater purpose that we must serve. And in doing that, it becomes our responsibility. So I say to you, my brothers and sisters, give us a call here at Black Talk Radio. Let us know what you're thinking, because we're coming up on the last half hour. We're prepared for a celebration. And let me give a shout out. Bring in your resources into Black Talk Radio, because Black Talk Radio is bringing the truth into your home. And we ask you to make a contribution, not something that you can't handle, but something that will make you a part of a greater purpose. And when the more resources we get, the greater the purpose. Oh, by the way, I hope Scotty is going to bring out the latest induction to the Black Talk family. It's another avenue of getting information out. And we really, really appreciate that. And by the way, the best way to show our appreciation is when you go into the Black Talk Radio, you hit that red button, and you go ahead and you make a contribution, large or small, whatever it is, we're going to appreciate it, because everything is needed. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday, bringing truth in his own unique manner. We're coming up on the last 20 minutes. We ain't going to be a whole half hour. The reason why is because we want the celebration to go off real nice tonight. We want to hear everybody that made their contribution, and we want to hear their interpretation of what was going on at the time, because that's a part of our being able to witness to someone's eye when we weren't there ourselves. Brother Dave Sunrise, Wednesday, give a phone, pick up your phones.
Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Listen, remember now, if you are in the queue, you can hit the star key, and that will open your microphone up so that you can speak up and you can be heard here on Tando Radio Show, The Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis, because we would like you to be a part of what was going to be a lot greater than we can imagine. And the reason why I say that is because I've experienced that. Since I've been on, made my connections with Dave and Brother Scotty, and it has expanded me to do a lot more research. And the reason why is because now I'm being able to converse with people who will literally grow by taking some of the information that I'm able to disseminate and build their own truth by the knowledge that they attain from following that thread of knowledge. So it's endless on what we can achieve here, but we got to make sure that we make an effort, and that's the main thing. So coming back to you, we're in the last 25 minutes or so at the most, because we really want to shut this air down so they have time to prepare for their show this evening. And I'd like to add to this whole concept at the end, which is I'm doing. I want us to look at the real victims here of this system, and that's our brothers and sisters who are incarcerated. Now, I know you don't really know the truth about incarceration. I know how people told you different things, but if you haven't been incarcerated, and I haven't been incarcerated on the level of many that have been incarcerated by no means, but I do know now through my due diligence that these systems that are set up today are not like they were 50, 100 years ago. These prisons that are set up today, they're set up to be technological tombs. Why technological tombs? Because literally nothing has to be said. They could do it with a wave of a hand or a press of a button. Literally, they can keep people from interacting. Now, a lot of you may say, that's really not bad, but it is. Because when you separate humans from humanity, you dehumanize them. And these are the same people that hopefully one day they will return to our community. It may be your brother, it may be your cousin. So we have to pay attention to what is being done by this organization that's making so much money now that the stock went up almost 50% the day Donald Trump was elected into office. You see, a lot of these prisons have what's called secrets in their technology. And a lot of them secrets involve mass destruction. They involve rooms with unique skill set. A lot of people say, what do you mean unique skill set? Well, those things can be used for torture, and they could be used to torture in many ways, mentally and physically. So you have to understand, when someone is under the burden of that kind of destructive nature, it changes them. And we have to see it as our responsibility to point these things out. Why does other countries, how can they shut their prisons down because of lack of prisoners, and America feels it has to build more? Because of crime? No. Because if you really want to deal with the truth of crime, crime only happens in areas where there is no opportunity. In areas where the very thing that locks them up is being bought into their community. You don't know any black people who got ships or planes that fly this stuff in. Don't kid yourself. The truth is, there are white organizations, including your government, that are vilifying our community with this poison. You go into the black community, there's liquor stores on every corner. Go to the white community, see where the liquor stores are. In the black community, no black people own these, any of these stores. You know why? Because they want you to feel as though you could never achieve something as simple as ownership. Although it's happening now, they still are not advertising that. There's a brother who got a grocery store and a sister out in California who got a grocery store, and now they're talking about possibly setting up a chain of stores. Do you realize the dynamic of growth in our community? When things start coming to fruition, Detroit, per se, used to be what they call a food desert. Now there are gardens all over Detroit to the degree that there is a farmer's market in the city, and guess what? Most of the farmers live in the city. See, we can induce change, but we have to pick the areas that is going to work to our advantage so that we can go ahead and move forward in other areas. And if we follow the Dr. Claude Anderson dynamic, as we begin to make money, we should be selecting our own politicians out of our community and putting our money behind that politician so that we can eventually move to a point where we have a political power and can at least joust with these lawmakers, because these lawmakers are making laws for us. They got programs in place. I told you about Agenda 21, and our illustrious president pulled it up to Agenda 2030. Well, guess what? That's in full effect. Now, for those of you who don't know, in some of the low-income communities, they're moving people out. Oh, you was on Section 8? Well, we're removing your Section 8. Oh, by the way, you can live in a high school till you find a place to live. If this isn't shocking you, then you need to go out and find it in your community. Because if it's not there yet, it's coming. That's right. And you know why they do it this time of year? Because they figure the high school can hold the most people while they find places for those people to stay. What we need to do, is literally take this problem personal. Stop looking outside of ourselves. Let's talk to the contractor. Let's talk to the builder. Let's talk to these brothers who have these skills. Let's talk to them about what this will cost, what materials we will need. How can we bring in people who will help you suffice the need so that it will help reach our need? Because as these communities begin to go quiet, and that's what they are, it's regentrification on steroids, they're going to go in and tear things down and put up buildings that you can't afford to even walk by. Why? Because you've been in the wrong part of town. And they will stop you, because this has been a long, long-standing process. You're in the wrong part of town, and the police see you. They ain't got to see it. The people will call the cops. They ain't got. We don't want them around here. What they doing over here? You see, we have to take a stand as men and women. I'm hoping you hear me, because we need you now. More than ever, any time in history, we need to save what is left of a group of people that if you were an animal dying at this rate, you would be put on a list of extinction. And this is no joke. And I want you to understand the seriousness and the severity of the problem. Because if you don't, it will be on your doorstep. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. I'm trying to give you some truths here that you can operate in at home, in your neighborhood. Because we don't have to be victimized by the law once we learn how to live within the confines of our movement and be able to converse with those like-minded people so that we can catch them young brothers and them young sisters before they put themselves in situations that will put their lives in detriment. We are losing talented young black people. Why? Because they have been brought up in a time where they feel they have rights and they don't realize that they're living in a time of the destruction of all things human. And let me repeat that. The destruction of all things human. For those of you who don't know, they're starting to put an artificial cloud in the sky. That is crazy. But you know what? It's only got one design: to block the sun. The very thing that keeps the earth alive. They want to block the sun. My brothers and sisters, this is only part. You know why? Because if they're doing so much, we couldn't cover it in one show. But these things are all dangerous. And they're dangerous to you. Now, you know, we've talked about everything from the stealing of body parts. And I know those people who went to the movie to see Get Out, they thought about, wow, that's deep. It's deeper than that. The movie wouldn't have came out if it didn't have some validity to it. Wake up, my brothers and sisters. We are at a stage right now where we should be helping each other willingly with a certain degree of anticipation and energetically in order for us to be able to become more trustful and virtuous with each other. Because when we do that, our children see it. And we start to mend some of the very things that keep us separated from them being our own children. And I'm going to tell you something, and I agree with this, and I know a lot of y'all don't like it. If your first moment, your first move of defense was to turn that TV off, believe me, you would be moving in a manner that some people cringe to even think about. That is the power of that tube. But when you turn that TV off and you sit there with them, you start reading a book, and then you ask them, what do they think? What do you think about the characters? What about this character? What about that character? You begin to open their eyes in a manner that TV could not, because you allowed them to interact. That's how I read that chapter. Here, why don't you read the next two or three pages? And as they read, you go, wow, because you want to show them your intense attention that you are paying to their development. And before you know it, they'll come back and say, hey, mommy or daddy, let's read a book. Then before you know it, they'll be coming back and saying, you know what kind of authors I like? You know what kind of books I like? And it helps you be able to manipulate the thought process that TV is doing, and you are controlling it, because now you can direct them to those books that will not only edify them, but will also may include the writers that they like or the genre that they're interested in. We have to take control. Right now, as we speak, I'm online teaching myself how to play instruments, because that art has been taken out of the classroom. Oh, yeah, we can sit back and listen to jazz music or whatever. But there's nothing like having an instrument in your hand and taking your truth from your mind and developing how to bring that truth in a very elementary way out through the way you play that instrument and have the knowledge as you learn to be able to put it on paper so people will understand. Not just you playing it, but if someone else seen it on paper, they can play it too. We got a lot of work to do. But right now, We are in the stage of identification. And now we're at that. Then we got to move into the stage of planning. And then we got to move into the stage of building. And all of this is happening simultaneous on different levels and different places on different things by people like us. So we got to get busy.
Excuse me, Brother Davis.
Yes, brother, speak. Give me your name and where you're from.
Peace, brother. This is Brother Mel.
All right, Brother Mel. How you been, man?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good, man. Let's get to the topic because I want to run a little time tonight.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to just first off say congratulations to Brother Scotty on the 5-year anniversary. And, you know, I just wanted to thank you for your wisdom, man. You really be putting it plain, and I love it. And I make a point, and I make sure that I make a point to speak to every brother, especially these young brothers out here, man. If I see it, and it's, we've been conditioned to be fearful of each other, so you were speaking so much truth. And I make it a point to just, hey, brother, how you doing? You know, hey, brother, you know, just talk to my people. And that really does mend a lot of, yeah, it does mend a lot of the, like, you, I don't know how you eloquently put it, but, you know, mend the nonsense, man, that we've been conditioned into being fearful of each other. And just great show, man. I just wanted to give you your props on your show. And much love, Sister Davis, as well.
All right, brother. Thank you, brother. We really appreciate your contribution. And keep doing what you're doing, because guess what? That's how open doors open. You got to get their attention so that you can get through. That's all, brother. And that's what you're doing. So, yeah, Brother Mel, appreciate the call. And do hang out for the Pioneer Anniversary Show, which will be on tonight. I'm looking forward to that myself. And thank you for your call, my brother. Thank you for your call. Well,
thanks.
Listen,
peace.
We're at a point... Peace, brother. We're at a point now where I'd like to turn the show back over to Dave so we have some time to get out his vital information at the end, and we could be in time to be sure to enjoy all of this 5th year anniversary show that's coming on tonight. This is Brother Davis. I thank you for allowing me to come into your homes again on a Wednesday. I hope that I've given you something that you could take out here and apply in your life. And most of all, I hope that we can move closer to the reality of our true virtue. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Brother Dave, well, I'm out, man.
Brother Davis, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Great, great show. Big up to my man, Brother Mel. And listen, everyone, right after Tendo Radio Show, we're going to have definitely be in for New Abolition Radio's 5th year anniversary. Going to be a special show. And for those of you that are in the precious metals, in the preparedness, we will meet 30 minutes after Tando Radio, so 30 minutes after the hour, we will meet. You know where that is. So I just want to say thank you, Brother Davis. Always another great show. Thank you all for listening and being a part of Tando Radio Show. Looking forward to continuously growing with you all. So with that being said, we're going to get out of here a little bit early. Just want to once again remember, never ever 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 think that it's goodbye. It's always we'll see each other later. And much love, much respect to you all. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Scotty, we're going to get out here just a little bit early. Much appreciate to you and to everyone else. We'll talk to you a little bit later. Peace, y'all.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something book activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. Before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced Iraqi oil would be traded in euros, not dollars. Sanctions and an invasion followed. Some say because the Americans were desperate to prevent OPEC from transferring oil trading in all its member countries to the euro. Not the case in places like Libya and many of the Gulf states. A gold dinar would have given oil-rich African and Middle Eastern countries the power to turn around to their energy-hungry customers and say, sorry, the price has gone up and we want gold.
The United States should welcome the self-determination of Africans. They certainly have denied self-determination to Africans inside the United States, so we're not surprised by anything that the United States would do.
If Gaddafi had an intent to try to reprice his oil or whatever else the country was selling in the global markets and accept something else as a currency or maybe launch a gold dinar currency, any move such as that would certainly not be welcomed by the power elite today who are responsible for controlling the world's central banks. So yes, that would certainly be something that would cause his immediate dismissal and the need for other reasons to be brought forth for removing him from power.
It's one of these things that you have to plan almost in secret, because as soon as you say you're going to change over from the dollar to the something else, you're going to be targeted. There were two conferences on this, one in 96 and another one in the year 2000, called the World Mataba Conference, organized by Gaddafi. And everybody was interested.
Something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. A gold dinar would have given oil-rich African and Middle Eastern countries the power to turn around to their energy-hungry customers and say, sorry, the price has gone up and we want gold.
Our resolve is clear. The people of Libya must be protected.
Others say it's about oil.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has...
In 2008, the Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Freestyle. Free like birds and trees, free like open seas, free like the change of seasons, and that is the reason we need to stop killing American soldiers without a reason. Freestyle. Fighting a war for money, control, and America's own treason. Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our homes? What about our houses? In this war that ain't about you, ain't about me, and damn sure ain't about America's civil liberties, cause we got Americans dying behind gunfights, crooked cops, babies crying, presidents lying, black men a statistic, AIDS, and this shit is quite twisted. The streets sweep, babies missing, and mama's wishing they daddies was there, and it makes me wanna holler cause it seems like we no longer care. Freestyle, free life, freeing the street soldiers from this war in progress, cause it's on the street too, and it too is about greed and power. We need the government to wake up and take a truth shower. We need us to get us free, cause they don't know what's best. Probably ain't never seen 7-year-old little boys wearing bulletproof vests to protect their chest, cause ghetto children run free, and they run free through free bullets that's ready to rip through chest. Free bullets ready to lay to rest anyone in their way. See, free bullets run free through playgrounds where ghetto children run free all day. Freestyle, let Let me awake to see the day when I am free like birds that fly high up in the sky. Flapping wings able to elevate while my mind accumulates thoughts of being free. Cause my voice is not free like freedom of speech should be. Freestyle.
Like a spoiled child with well-to-do parents. Like not only being royal, but standing and planning as the heir apparent. That's how it should be. Freestyle. Without FCC, sons of piles calling out fouls. Or free like anarchy in the streets and the rippling roars of the crowds. Like taxi drivers do rules written in stone. Freestyle the way the FBI can tap all our phones. Free to be me and do whatever I want to do. And freestyle so they can be them and you can be you too. I want mine totally, completely, absolutely, unconditionally free. No rules or regulations of what could, should, or might happen or what they be. No values claimed, no limits to the game. No special names you need to know to get in. No chains, leashes, leases, or theses on how far I can take my journey or what criteria this poet needs to fill and fit in. Free to see glass ceilings shattered and the shards sent to the discard pile. Full freestyle.
That's how it should be. Freestyle. Never repressing my thoughts, locking my words, stressing the verbs, and I'm because my speech is not free like the wind that blows. It's supposed liberation throughout this tired ass nation. While I sit on rooftops reading the alphabet versus the ghetto and screaming out, don't die, civil liberties, don't die. Hoping my voice is heard through the nation's mountaintops. And the Emancipation Proclamation said I was free over 200 years ago, but my soul still don't feel so. While the Statue of Liberty presents a false reality of freedom, more fake than reality TV, because she just does not reflect me. My voice locked up and locked inside my body. Without words, I can never be free. So I look at myself and try not to see myself as a nigga they wanted me to be. Free like birds is what I wish to be. No longer picking cotton on your plantation. My arms tired, my legs weak. Feeling like my life has succumbed to your damnation. And without justification, it seems I have become a slave to hip-hop beats and Rhythm Nation. Ignorance spoken at its highest height, played on every radio station because they think that could be tight. Rocking expensive clothes, we calling ourselves bitches and hoes. And we think we free shit. We more oppressed than I ever guessed. Soul searching, looking for spiritual salvation while listening to outcast liberation, trying to break the chains of enslavement and mental degradation. Freestyle like running in the night, trying to find the light in the window, reaching for our foundation so we can start a new creation. Freestyle like freeing words of the good book that have been brought to translation and freeing me from all accusation from this nation, because it seems like I've vented all my frustration in this poem that I've called Freestyle, my lyrical libation. Freestyle, that's how it should be. That's how it should
like
be.
Like imagination, creation, and blindly breaking through borders the way love does. A self-organization of things as if every nation had wings that could fly through the sky like a dove does. Free to live, free to give, free to dream the dreams of a potential prince. Free like the freedom we had way back in Eden and have yet to see it since. Free like common sense, free like death. No fickle favorites anywhere to be found. Even if you look in every book, behind every tree, or under every little rock on the ground. Freedom like light, sight, and sound. Like sunshine and moonlight and the promises of the Christ. Unfettered by the weather, the laws of Caesar's treasures, or somebody's man-made price. Freedom flow like ice. Freestyle, that's how it should be. Priceless like faith, belief, and man's free will. Free to know what it all means, where it all goes, and how it all feels. Free to know what's really real. Free for me to know the damn deal. Free like a mother's silver tears, like a father's groundless fears. Free to be shared everywhere, like pain, shame, suffering, and war. The freedom to always do just a little bit more. Freestyle like what we've all been dying for. Freestyle,
that's how it should be. 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 That's how it should be.
I will not go down that way. I choose to fight back. I choose to rise, not fall. I choose to live, not die.
You know, hip-hop is a powerful thing, but that power can be used for or against. I love hip-hop. I said I love hip-hop. So for the love of hip-hop, let me share something with you. Listen. I got a secret, everybody come to listen. They took the money out of schools and they got rich building prisons.
Tricked the people into crime
with rap verses and rhyme. Made it cooler go to jail, then gave niggas time. We'll brainwash the people with a marketing plan. Big brother all around me like he's stalking me, man. With his slogans and his phrases, keep the masses in their places to accept for extermination like Logan through the mazes. It's in the book of ages, but we never read the pages till Hitler rises up to exterminate the races. Where were all the Christians when we started dropping bombs? Where was Luke, Matthew, Mark, and John? They say pray to Christ, but act nothing like him. As they lead the sheep to slaughter, we get crucified just like them. Scripture says the meek shall inherit the earth. But after global warming, tell me what that shit worth. Not the price of dirt, he got me for my shirt. The emperor has no clothes and Condi dropped the skirt. So she can get it in the rear, we should have known that it was near. Osama's just a tool they use to promote their brand of fear.
Extra, extra, read all about it. This the daily news for the streets post crowded. Some say I get in too deep when I speak about it. You reap with your soul, I doubt it. And these New York Times listening to the village voice. Killers and gangbangers killing, a killer's choice. I build the stand, the man I am true. Read about me in the Amsterdam News. And this white man's world.
I got a secret, everybody come and listen. They took the money out of schools and they got rich building prisons. Atlanta children missing, one man set for lynching. The murders still continue, but no one can't enlist them. What's the price of black when white is valued higher? Who's the last to get the job, first to get the fire? No one gets the blame, truth is just the truth. Most don't have a future, cause most don't know their roots. But they know flavored hoops and they think that shit is cute. Like Beyonce in a G-string and Jay-Z in a suit. The Pied Piper with a flute, mommy getting zoo. The children's in the street and the dealer's about to shoot. The cycle goes around like the cycle going round. Snatching up our babies like the fruit from off the ground. Who tends the garden? Who watches over sheep? The priest is here to raise our souls.
That's just when we sleep.
I tell confessions to a beast. They say God is like the thief who comes in the darkest night to quickly snatch a peep. If I'm my brother's keeper, who's my sister's keep? Some nigga named Sugar Bear with diamonds in his teeth.
Extra, extra, read all about it. This the daily news for the streets post crowded. Some say I get in too deep when I speak about it. You reap with your soul, I doubt it. And these New York Times listening to the village voice. Killers and gangbangers killing, a killer's choice. I build the stand, the man I am true. Read about me in the Amsterdam News. And this white man's
I try to do the right thing in my life like Mookie. But I'm still a public enemy, so they set me up like Tukey. We should all stand tall like Jamal in a pen. So I call for the fall of Babylon with the pen. You see everything on time like a man named Ben. Why they call me black? That's not the color of my skin. And why they call you white if we all born to sin? That sound like the gin out to tempt men. The devil wears a suit, but I can see it in his grin. If Jesus is the word, and the word is on the cross, and the cross is in the club, why so many people lost? Two towers down, everybody like Moss. All patriotic, but what's the final cost? What's the final cost? What's the final cost?
Extra, extra, read all about it. This the daily news for the streets post crowded. Some say I get in too deep when I speak about it. You reap with your soul, I doubt it. And these New York Times listening to the village voice. Killers and gangbangers killing, a killer's choice. I build the stand, the man I am true. Read about me in the Amsterdam News. And this white man.
Joining conference now. This call is being recorded.
You
write?
Here. No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.